Sports brought to you this hour by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering. 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on your Tuesday morning, 13th day of January. I noticed James really did a lot of styling on his hair this morning. Good job.
It's weird if I don't do it. It looks a lot worse.
With the winds today, it's going to be, we just hit another 40 mile an hour wind gust.
Awesome.
Hey, fun times, huh?
When we turn into Casper.
Or Cheyenne.
Or Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Or Laramie.
Yeah, exactly. So, wind today, 45 mile an hour winds. We're at 40 gusts right now. And 10 to 20 tonight. We're supposed to get maybe a little bit of a reprieve, not quite as much tomorrow. And then back to gusty 45 mile an hour winds Thursday. Man, that just takes its toll on everything.
Yeah.
Just pounding, beating on you. Anyway.
The trees are going to start bending a certain side,
yeah,
a certain way.
That's not a good thing. You know, James, remember we were talking about pens? You know, we've had people drop off various pens for us, you know, because we were talking about, because James and our pen aficionados, we love our pens. We love a good pen. And so I was having lunch this past Saturday at the PO News in Flagstaff Cafe.
Okay, yeah.
Outstanding lunch, by the way.
Of course.
And I was talking with the owner, Mark Dempel, and he says, hey, you got to have one of these. So in my hand today, I have a PO News and Flagstaff Cafe pen.
Ah.
Thank you, Mark. Pretty cool, too.
Did you snag one for your fellow confidant?
I didn't. I'm sorry, James.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I know, right? I have a feeling, though, we'll probably get one, though. But I do have that, and we'll leave it in here where we can share it, okay?
Deal.
All right. So, thanks, Mark. PO News, Flagstaff Cafe. You want an awesome place to eat? You got to stop down there. Jeez. After I left, I was just like, wow, what a great place to eat. So,
it is good.
There you go. Today, James, on the date book, James Oglethorpe, no relation to your first name, and 130 settlers established Savannah, Georgia on this date in 1733. President Washington approved a measure adding two stars and two stripes to the American flag, Vermont and Kentucky, to the Union following their admission in 1794. Anthony Foss is the man who patented the accordion in 1854.
Okay. Cool.
1906, the first advertisement for a radio. Telemanco sold it for $7.50 in 1906 and appeared in Scientific America.
And you have one.
I wish I did.
Yeah.
I don't. That was 1906. That was the advertisement for a radio. I love it.
A long time ago.
Yeah, 1910. Radio pioneer and electron tube inventor. Thank you, Lee DeForest. Even though we've gotten away from your tubes and transmitters. Arranges the first radio broadcast to the public. Featuring opera singer Enrico Caruso and other stars of the Metropolitan Opera.
Is it weird? So, is it odd to think? So, this is something that I've kind of become observant of. It's weird that when we hear something like 1908 or something like that old, we're like, yeah, okay, that was 120 years ago.
Right.
But then when I say like the movie Alien came out 50 years ago, we're like, oh my God, has it really been that long?
Right. I know.
You
right?
know,
yeah.
We're like, it's weird. The perspective.
Yes, it is.
Things that should be closer, but are actually further away than we think.
Right.
But the things that are really far away, we're like, yeah, okay, that's a long ways away.
Yeah. Lee DeForest was the man, radio pioneer, electron tube inventor. 1920, the New York Times editorial says, quote, rockets can never fly.
Ooh. That's an all-time bad take.
Bad one. 1928, couch potatoes can trace their roots to this date when three experimental TV sets were installed in Schenectady, New York. Not that there was much to see. The test broadcast by General Electric and RCA was of a person smoking. Followed by a man playing a ukulele. James, I think that's
really
higher quality TV than we have now, right?
It really was dominated by everything. Smoking was the thing.
Yeah. And even that's probably even better than some of the programs we have on now. So there you go. If a person smoking, might have advertising not changed since then. Followed by a man playing a ukulele.
All right. Very nice. Why not?
Now, here's the thing. This was amazing in itself in 1928. So the first TV sets. How big were they, James?
Ooh, they were big.
No.
Oh, they were small.
The first home receiver screens were 1.5-inch squares.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
I didn't know that.
That's, wow.
But then they just got bigger and bigger.
Then bigger and bigger.
Yeah. It was like
a... It was in a store not too long ago, and they got like a 100-inch. Jeez.
That's too much.
Wow.
You don't need... Nobody needs that in there.
Well, unless you got a living room the size of a stadium.
Even then, you don't need it. Gosh. You don't need that.
Wow. That's big.
Not to mention... Like, think of it. Remember the... I love looking at the like old, hey, this is a 3 megabit hard drive and it's the size of our production room.
Right.
Right. This sent us to the moon.
Yeah, I know, right? There's more power in our cell phones, like 10 times more power in our cell phones than all of the electronics that was used to go to the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Which
is crazy.
Yeah, it's Blame Someone Else Day, so go ahead. Blame someone else. It's make your... That is so tacky.
Someone else?
Blame someone else, yeah.
Now, blame someone else if it really is their fault. You know? Who cares?
Depends.
Here's the thing. You blame somebody else if they don't know you're blaming it on them. That's what you do. Especially that's what when you're driving.
Is that what you do, James?
Yeah, there you
okay.
go. That's what you do.
All right. Blame someone else day, yeah. According to James, his definition of it.
Blame someone else, especially if they don't know you're doing it.
Right. It is gluten-free day.
Okay.
That's a big deal now.
Gluten-free. Yeah. I can't do it, but respect everybody that can.
No kidding. Skeptics day today.
Okay. Like,
It'd just be a skeptic.
Of everything,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, of everything.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? Peach Melba. I don't know if I've ever have that. I don't even know what it really kind of is.
I've never even heard of that.
Sounds like a dessert.
Peach Melba?
Peach Melba. I've heard of it, but I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Poached peaches, vanilla ice cream, and raspberry sauce.
Oh, very good, James.
There you go.
Thank you. You're just a wealth of information.
Well,
at your fingertips.
So is Google. Yeah.
At your fingertips. Well, you're not... Take credit. It should be take credit for that day.
No, I'll blame somebody else
All
for
right,
that.
All right, blame somebody else day. Do you realize this? The last Blockbuster video store in Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon, yeah.
It's still open.
Mm-hmm. It's become kind of a...
it's an icon.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are stopping there. They have 15,000 titles to rent and to sell.
Wow.
And they're only closed 2 days a year.
What?
Yeah.
They're closed 2 days a year. Only so at Christmas
days,
and...
Probably.
I guess July 4th maybe or something
maybe,
like that?
Maybe.
Maybe not
know.
Even.
Probably
New
not
Day,
even that.
Probably.
Yeah. They're only closed 2 days a year, and you can still rent and buy movies in Bend, Oregon from the Blockbuster. They'll just keep that open because people will... Now it's a novelty.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Here's the thing. If you're working for a big corporation like that and it's going down... Just do your best to be the last one standing,
and you'll
become a novelty.
There you go. All right. Hey, books are up in sales, James, hitting 762 million print copies sold across the year last year.
Cool.
Down a little bit from the pandemic, but then again, of course.
Oh, yeah.
The pandemic had 840 million copies.
That was prime time.
Yeah. But this is the highest post-pandemic. Romance sales led the pack, 3.9%. Fantasy sales dropped. Graphic novel sales were up.
Okay.
Over in nonfiction, the big winner was religious books. 5.4% increase. All right.
Cool.
So there you go. What are you reading now?
I'm still reading a sci-fi book.
Are you?
Reading
a sci-fi?
Yep. Okay.
All right. Trivia today, we want to learn something, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, how about the names of things you probably didn't know? What is the name of the space between your eyebrows? I'm not going to let you. I'm not even going to pause.
No,
I'm not
idea.
Even going to pause on these because you'll never get any of these because I only
the
got
unibrow
I
spot.
Only got one, the unibrow spot.
Yeah.
No, it's the glabella.
The glabella.
Yes.
Fork.
Yes. And you know, after a rain, what's that smell? You know, the rain mm-hmm. after you smell the rain, you go, oh man, that's a great smell. It's called the petrichor.
Okay.
That's what the smells after it rains is mm-hmm. called, petrichor. The plastic or metallic coating at the end of a shoelace is called the...
Oh, it's the... Oh, I know this.
You're close.
It's the...
Yeah, I heard you say
eyelet?
It. Aglet.
Aglet.
Yes, you're close.
Dang.
Good job. Right.
I got to mess with those all the time because of my hockey skates.
Right.
They fall apart and you're like, I hate these things.
Oh, I know. Not the hockey skates, I know, but...
No, but the aglets at the end because they're just
right.
wrapped in like plastic or whatever.
Right. When your stomach rumbles, that's called a womble.
Okay.
All right.
I never would have called it that in my life.
No.
Just
how about
my stomach is rumbling.
Do you know the prongs of a fork are called?
Oh, the... No.
Tines.
Tines?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
You know that sheen of light that you see when you close your eyes and press your hands on your eyes?
Whoa, I'm doing that right now. That was...
Are you?
Yeah, I was not...
And
trying.
We don't even see each other.
Yeah.
Yes, he's in another room. James, that light you see is a phosphenus.
Okay.
Phosphenus. Excuse me.
Phosphenus.
Phosphenus. That's what you're seeing, that light, when you press your hands on your eyes. Phosphenus.
Does it say if it's good or bad?
Oh, no. That's just
the natural reaction,
the natural
I guess?
Reaction to your eye, yeah. The tiny plastic thing in the middle of a pizza box.
You've mentioned this before, and I don't remember
I know.
The name of it.
It's pretty simple. Box tent.
There you go.
Okay.
Box tent.
All right. Did you know the day after tomorrow has a name?
Yeah.
It's.
I don't know what it is though.
It's oven-naro.
Okay.
Oven-naro.
It's easier just to say the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, day after tomorrow, rather than say, "Hey, oven-naro."
Yeah.
You're going what? The wired cage that holds the cork on the bottle of champagne.
Jeez, no idea.
Jeez, wow. A graph.
Sure.
Yeah. You know the na 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 la 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 that you hear in songs?
Yeah.
They're called vocables.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't know there was
I would have gone.
I would have called
like
them na 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 la la la, right?
Like onomatopoeias or something.
Isn't that their name? La 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 na na na.
It's onomatopoeia. Yes, it would have just gone.
Goodbye.
Like, I guess it's not really an onomatopoeia. It kind of is.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are like, boom, zap, pat. Like, you're making
right.
the sound of something that's happening.
Yeah. Like the old cartoons
yeah.
when they'd hit each other. Boom! You see the graphic. Boom!
Yeah. That's
zap.
Yeah. Onomatopoeia. So I would have thought that's what that was called, but I guess not.
That sick feeling you get after eating or drinking too much has a word.
I have no idea. I didn't know it had a word to it.
It's an interesting word, but it does have a word. The sick feeling you get after eating or drinking too much, crapulence.
That's a good, yeah. It's a good title for it.
That's why you go, oh, man, I feel like crap.
Yeah.
Well, there's a word for that. It's called crapulence. There you go. Did you learn something today, James?
I did.
All right.
I got a whole new.
You got a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, vocabulary.
Yeah, I know, right? We've really expanded. We have Fox News on the way next. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan.
What would it be and would you call it to his face if you were faced with him?